Welcome to Soybris, the Enchanted Forest's only organic vegan health food co-op farm for carbon neutral, sustainable...
Well, look at you, Mr. Productive Member of Society.
Yes, so professional.
Baba Yaga, NJD, oh wow, is that you?
Yeah, Brother Boogeyman, good to see you again.
Are you guys... I thought you two...
Broke up? Yes, we did. But we got back together.
Oh yeah, Baba Yaga over here just couldn't get enough of the old NJD.
Ha! New Jersey devil. More like New Jersey dork. He came crawling back on his hooves and knees.
Oh, Baba baby, come on.
Man, it's so good to see you guys. What brings you to the shop? Are you here to try the new wind pigs fly bacon? Tastes just like flying pig bacon.
What's it made of?
Rice paper and kale.
Pass.
Shh. Now listen. I got word from a very reliable source that there's this house where these kids are going to be all alone tonight. The dad's going out on some date night, and he's going to leave them there all by themselves. You dig?
We are going to eat them. Do you want to come?
I don't think so, guys. You know I've been trying to quit.
Oh, come on, Boogeyman. You can always quit again tomorrow.
Hey, I don't go by Boogeyman anymore, okay? My name's Johan.
Okay, Johan. If you want to live the rest of your life eating spinach and broccoli, suit yourself.
I've got a job, guys. I've got a life. Besides, wouldn't I be kind of a third wheel?
Nah, you're no third wheel. We're a team. We need you.
Yes, especially if we run into grown-ups. You know how cautious kids are these days. Daddy, please check under the bed. Daddy, what about the closet? It makes it so difficult to eat them.
Well, we were pretty unstoppable back in our day.
Come on, Boogie. Let's go eat some kids. What'd you say? I know you want to do this.
Yes, you used to be such a party animal. For old time's sake.
I don't know, guys.
Boogie, 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 Boogie.
All right. But this is the last time, okay?
Boogie, Boogie, Boogie.
In early American history, there once lived a Puritan family. It was the end of the 17th century, but none of them practiced sorcery. No, none of them practiced sorcery. They weren't really happy in their hometown, what with all the witches just hanging around. Then a friendly druid came and took him to the location. She knew it would be fine because a good imagination is all you need to deal with any indignation and anything else that comes your way. So let's listen to the show that will not bore us. It's the Malone Family in the Enchanted Forest. The Malone Family in the Enchanted Forest. The Malone Family in the Enchanted Forest.
Uh-oh. Well, that spell backfired.
Rebecca?
Nick, if you're going to ask me where we are, I have no idea. Clearly, I did something very wrong when I tried to cast the portal spell.
Uh-huh. So where are we?
We're not at home anymore, that's for sure. Looks like a valley, maybe some centaurs in the distance, a river? That's all I can tell.
I'm hungry. Are we still going to Dodo Hut for dinner while Dad's on his date with Maggie?
Yes, but remember, Dodo Hut is our secret. We're supposed to be at our new cabin and our new beds, safe and sound.
And eat Dad's leftover unicorn cheese casserole? Yuck. I want Dodo Hut's 100% all Dodo meat nuggets. And the free toy.
You mean leftover beak? Like the one you left on the floor, which Dad stepped on?
Yeah. I want another one of those.
Where are we? Maybe we ended up in the middle of nowhere because I mispronounced something. Let me try that portal spell again and see what happens. Porth e... Lebenjag.
Cold. Now where are we?
Looks like a snow-covered mountain surrounded by yetis. And by the way they're looking at each other, I do believe it's their mating season.
Next.
Uh-oh. Okay, now we're trapped inside a cave, standing in mud. But we'll get to Dodo Hut eventually. Ready to try again?
Becky?
What?
Mud doesn't smell this bad. Look behind you.
What's that noise? Oh my goodness. Nick, it's a sleeping dragon.
Yeah, I think we're standing in her poop.
But behind her, there's so much treasure.
I don't think anyone's been in here for centuries. Except for this guy.
What's that?
Some guy's leg bone. I pulled it out of the dragon poop.
Put it back in. We gotta go.
Wait. I have an idea.
Okay. You wanna try for some treasure? We'll have to walk really quietly.
No. She'll smell us if we step out of the poop. Don't move. I'm going to use my magic fife.
What are those?
Toadstools. Little creatures I summoned with my fife. They can help us grab some treasure.
They're gonna help us wake the dragon and get killed is what they're gonna do.
Wait. Toadstools, can you hear me? Bring me the most valuable item in this cave. Hurry.
Nick, they're cute, but we gotta go.
No. We'll never find our way back here. This is our chance to grab some treasure.
Nick, they woke the dragon. We gotta go.
Just wait. They've got something. They're bringing it back to us.
We're leaving. Porky Blibbity Yuck.
Not yet. Keep the portal open. They're almost here.
Come on!
Got it. Let's go.
That was a close one. Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it. The most valuable item in the dragon's lair.
There were piles of gold, weapons, and armor, and the toadstools brought us a big stick.
Isn't it beautiful?
Wow, Maggie. That was a really good meal.
Yes, this is the best restaurant in Woods End. The only way we were able to get reservations is because it's a full moon tonight. I hope your kids will be safe by themselves while we're eating out.
They'll be fine. They're probably too scared to even leave the house. Besides, they love my unicorn cheese casserole.
I hope you're right.
It's nice to be here with you, Paul.
What was that?
I said, it's nice to be here with ya.
Thank you. Sorry, I must be hearing voices. For a minute, I thought I heard... never mind. Let's move on. You know how to show a guy a good time, Maggie. I bet you take all your dates here, huh?
Inquiring about my dating history.
Maggie, what did you just do? It looked like you wrote something down.
Yes, I did. It's time to get down to business, Mr. Malone.
What is that? A scroll?
Yes. Form M26, a standard Druidian first date interview document.
Interview?
Yes, Paul. This is our first date. We're legally required to complete this form tonight.
Okay, so what does M in M26 stand for?
Marital.
And it's a form you fill out on the first date?
That's correct.
And it's called an M26, which means there are 25 marital forms you fill out before a first date?
Yes, but I filed those earlier today, so you wouldn't have to worry about them.
Oh, thanks.
Mr. Malone, if you're apprehensive about marriage, I would ask you, for what other purpose should we be dating?
I'm sorry, what?
I said, if you're apprehensive about marriage, I would ask
you... No, I understood you. I just thought I heard that voice again.
What voice?
It's nothing. You just sounded like someone else for a moment, that's all.
Whom? Whom did I sound like?
A Puritan. You sounded like a Puritan.
I'd assume that wasn't an insult. Are you all right, Paul?
I'm fine. Maggie, what I mean is, dating should be fun. That's how we'll get to know each other. Having adventures together, or just shooting the breeze.
That sounds like a waste of ammunition. Mr. Malone, if we're truly contemplating marriage, I must ask you many things.
I had really hoped to find your intentions a bit more serious.
What was that?
Are you sure you're okay, Paul? I said I had hoped you'd take me more seriously than this, but by the way you're acting, I'm not sure that you do.
I'm fine. I can do this. Maggie, you're a druid who can make lava rain from the sky, and I shoe unicorns for a living. Believe me, I take you very seriously.
Good. Then there's something you need to understand. Druid women don't play.
And there's something you need to know. Puritan men are all business. You see this shirt? White and full of buttons? Look. You see that? Black socks. Business.
Paul, get your foot off the table. The server is looking at you.
Tell him it's okay. They're business socks.
Paul?
You don't play, and I'm all business. Together, we're going to make this the quickest love story ever.
If you'd let me get on with the questions, maybe.
Bring it on.
Becky, can we do another portal spell? I'm tired of walking through this forest.
No, we were just chased by a chupacabra and cornered by a bunyip. Clearly, I need Maggie to reteach me the proper way to cast a portal spell.
It's getting dark. How much longer till we get to Dodo Hut?
Soon. We're close to town, I think.
I'd be really scared if I didn't have this big stick. It's solid oak, no knots. From the rings, I'd say it's quite a few centuries old, but it doesn't have a scratch on it. Whoever carved this beauty knew what they were doing.
You sure know your sticks, Nick. Anyway, stay close. You never know what creature we'll encounter next around here.
What's that noise?
Help! Help me, someone! Please help!
Are you okay? What's your name? How'd you get stuck in the cage?
I don't know. Please help!
You don't know how you got stuck in the cage?
No. Please help!
I'm on it. I can pick locks.
You can?
Yeah. Stand back.
Ah, you mean you can smash things with a big stick. Well, it worked.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Gosh, that didn't damage the stick at all.
I'm Rebecca, and this is my younger sister, Nicole. You two look like you're about the same age. How old are you?
I don't remember.
Do you know what happened here? It looks like two carriages crashed, and you're the only person that stuck around.
I don't remember that either.
You must have hit your head.
Are you wearing a collar with a name tag? What's that about?
Huh? Oh, let's see. Felicity. My name must be Felicity.
Well, Felicity, it's nice to meet you.
Thank you so much for getting me out of the cage. What are you? Are you humans like me?
No, we're Puritans.
Oh.
Yes, Felicity, we're humans.
Our Aunt Esther came over on the Mayflower.
No, Nick, our ancestors came over on the Mayflower.
Yeah, that's how she got there.
We don't have an aunt named... Never mind.
I'm hungry. Do you have anything to eat?
No, but we're going to Dodo Hut.
If we can find it.
Dodo Hut? I think I smell it.
You can smell it from here? We're in the middle of a forest.
Yep, it's that way.
Okay, we'll follow you.
Rebecca, she can smell her way to Dodo Hut. How great is that?
Looks like you found a new friend, Nick. I'd sure like to know why she was trapped in that cage, though.
Ugh, finally. After days of traveling, Tethra's castle.
Judah Bradstreet, you've come.
Tethra, my queen. Yes, I've come to save you.
What you see is only my specter. I am trapped on the highest floor of the spire that stands before you.
Tethra, there's no door. There must be a secret entrance around here.
Nope.
Trick lever, an underground passage. What do you mean, nope?
There's no door, Judah. You have to climb it.
Are you saying that I am to scale myself up to the peak of the spire and rescue you through your lofty window?
Yes. If there were stairs, I would have walked out a long time ago. And don't ask me to throw down my hair.
It's solid stone all the way around, isn't it?
You're so close. I can help you get home to Salem. But only if you release me from this prison.
On my way, my queen. How on earth? Must be 200 feet high. Who goes there?
Don't shoot! We know magic.
Tabitha, Mallory, what are you doing here?
Put down the gun, Bradstreet. We came to talk.
No, you'll just cast another one of your transformation spells on me.
That's not why we're here.
But we could show you our new spell. I can turn your buttons into vipers.
And I can pull this trigger even faster. So, I see you've gotten yourself a pair of broomsticks. You're real witches now, aren't you? Do the broomsticks fly?
No, we came to sweep the forest. Of course they fly!
Why did you track me down?
We know what you have in mind. You got the gun so you could go on a witch-killing spree.
What? No! That thought never crossed my mind. It's to help rescue the Queen of the Fomorians, trapped high in this castle. Not that it'll do me any good now. I'll never get up there.
So you're not planning on killing any witches?
I don't care how many of you are running around this awful forest. I just want to go home.
Oh. Well, don't you like it here?
I brought all my problems with me. No family, no friends, no future.
Now you know how we felt growing up.
You shouldn't have been treated that way. Nobody should have.
Tabitha, it's a good thing we left the note.
What note?
We came here to kill you ourselves for arresting our mother and having her hanged as a witch.
Which she wasn't. Witch. She wasn't a witch, which she was not. You know what I mean.
It was 7 years ago. I'm sorry. But in the end, it was the governor that ordered her execution, and you've already had your revenge on him.
You still think we killed the governor?
Do you still think I killed him and framed you so I could bring back the good old days of witch hunting?
Maybe Mr. Malone killed him.
Paul would never do something like that.
So, who killed the governor?
I can't seem to find anyone to believe me, but I didn't do it.
We came alone tonight to kill you, which we're not. Witches we are, but killing is what witch we won't. I swear, the hardest part about being a witch is the darn grammar.
The others will be here any minute to tear you limb from limb. Because we left a note.
I have hundreds of witches on their way to kill me right now.
Yeah, so please listen. We want to give you one last chance to escape.
But you need to go unarmed. As an act of good faith that you won't come back to kill any of us.
And how am I supposed to outrun a coven of witches? I'll need one of your broomsticks as an act of good faith.
He's right.
You sent these witches after me. I need something.
Here, have mine.
Thank you. Here's my blunderbuss. I'll keep the flintlock so nobody can fire it. I don't need it, and neither does anybody else.
Thank you, Warden Bradstreet. Maybe you're not so bad for a witch hunter.
Former witch hunter. I've been wrong about witches all along. It really took faith and charity for you to give me another chance.
Not all witches are evil, you know.
I see that now. Can I have your other broomstick as well? I'm concerned this one won't carry my weight.
Oh, yeah, sure. Here's mine.
Thank you, Tabitha. Thank you, Mallory.
Hey! You just snapped my broomstick in half!
You may be witches, but you're still teenagers. Don't be so naive next time.
You jerk!
Now let's see if this thing really flies.
He's getting away!
And he's going straight up the spire to the Queen of the Fomorians. Oh! Why'd we leave a note?
Question 77. Religion. Now this could be problematic for us, Paul. You're an Anglo-Saxon Puritan, and I'm a Celtic Druid.
Uh-huh.
So tell me, why did the Puritans come to North America?
Religious intolerance.
That's understandable. Any group would want to escape religious intolerance.
Actually, it was the other way around. There wasn't enough religious intolerance in England, so a bunch of us snappy dressers put our belt buckles around our hats and sailed across the ocean. One of the craziest ones was my very own Aunt Esther.
Oh. So, how do you feel about dating a druid?
As long as it's you, Maggie, I'm okay with it. I was never into the whole intolerance thing anyway. I'm very intolerant of it.
Excellent. If you concur, I'll mark that off as acceptable.
I concur.
Question 78. Gardening.
Excuse me, madam, sir?
Yes?
Out of an abundance of caution, I regret to inform you that we'll be closing early tonight.
Oh, thank goodness.
Is everything all right?
Everything is perfectly fine. It's just a precaution. But tonight is a full moon, and we were just notified that they have issued a werewolf warning. We're closing early as a precaution.
Oh, dear. That's not good.
Werewolf warning? My kids are out there. What on earth is a werewolf warning?
All registered werewolves are required to report to their cages 4 hours before sunset on the evening of a full moon. A werewolf warning means that one has failed to report to their cage. Paul, we need to go.
And fast. I'll get Bridget.
Sir, is that your horse kicking down our restaurant and creating an unpleasant stir among the patrons?
Sorry, I probably should have gone outside first.
Sir, this restaurant is a historic landmark.
Wow, two kicks. Not bad.
Thanks. It's the shoes. Yep, she knocked your wall down. I'll come back later and fix it.
Very good, sir.
Paul, I need to find that loose werewolf, and we need to find your kids. I have an idea.
Great. I got none.
Do you mind if I give Bridget wings? Permanently, like Pegasus.
We could fly to my place looking for the werewolf along the way.
Exactly.
Sounds like a pretty good first date to me. Bridget, what do you think? She's in.
Here we go. Number 91.
Watch your step. It's dark out here in the woods, so don't trip on a tree root. But we're almost home, I promise.
These spicy dodo nuggets are so good. Felicity, you want another one?
Yes, thank you. Nicole, do you feel itchy behind your ears?
No.
Oh, I feel really itchy.
You may have fleas. I had fleas once.
Remember, the cashier from Dodo Hut said to keep a lookout for a werewolf.
It's okay, Becky. I have the big stick.
I don't think that stick is going to do us much good against a werewolf, Nick. Felicity, how are you doing?
Something's wrong with my stomach.
Well, you had about 30 spicy dodo nuggets.
You want another?
Sure.
You two are made for each other.
Becky, stop. You're embarrassing me.
Oh, come on, Nick. Seems like she needs a friend, too. I can practically see her wagging her tail.
Nick, Rebecca, something's happening. I've got fur on my hands. Get it off! Get it off!
Huh. So she's the werewolf. Yeah, that makes sense.
Cool.
Nick, run!
No, she needs our help.
Easy, girl. Easy. Nick, now may be a good time to use that big stick.
Down. I said down.
Nicole, I hope you know what you're doing.
Good girl. Here, have a nugget.
What the?
Now lie down. Good. Now roll over. Good.
You have got to be kidding me.
Now speak. Good girl. Good girl. Here, have another nugget. Now fetch the big stick.
Nick, that was incredible. Quick, let's go. I can open a portal and we can get out of here.
No. Becky, I finally made a friend. So what if she's different? So are we.
Okay. I'm glad you're happy, Nick. You really think we'll be safe?
Who's a good girl? You're a good girl. We'll be fine.
You know she's going to follow you home now, right?
What the? The place is empty.
Wow, two children's beds. This sure brings back memories.
So, mister, I have a reliable source. Where are the children we are going to eat?
Hey, hang on. No need to worry. We just need to wait until the kids come home.
There's a unicorn cheese casserole sitting out if anybody wants some.
No, I want to eat children.
Sure. But first, how about an appetizer? They have a little furry creature.
No, I said I want to eat children.
Anybody? Unicorn cheese casserole? It's not vegan, but I think I'm going to go for it.
NJD, if these children do not show up in 5 minutes, I'm leaving. On my own.
Okay, just wait. I think I hear some. I do! They're back!
She can't come inside, Nick. She'll eat the cat.
Everybody, hide!
Stay. Stay. Good girl. Here, have the last nugget. You stay outside tonight, okay?
She'll be fine tied up out here. Let's go inside and go to bed.
That was a fun night.
We made it to Dodo Hut, and we even got back before Dad came home.
I wonder how a stay with Maggie is going.
Now!
I got the big one. NJD, you have the little one?
I got her.
Now yes, we finally have our dinner. Quit squirming, girl. It will make your taste sour.
My foot. What the heck was that?
Boogie, what's the problem?
That was sharp as a knife. I think I stepped on a dodo beak.
You've been out of the game too long. Kids are always leaving their toys out.
It really hurts.
Well, forget about it, would you? We need your help tying these kids up so we can cook them.
Kids play with dodo beaks? You know, that's just another reason why we all shouldn't be eating meat.
Not now, Boogie.
Guys, I don't know about this. I mean, the unicorn cheese casserole wasn't so bad.
You ate that? Thanks. No, I don't have to.
NJD, cover her mouth or she'll scream.
You know what, guys? I think I've realized something about myself.
That you're gonna hand me my rope before one of these little brats gets away?
Maybe I'm not a meat eater.
Here we go.
But maybe I'm not a vegan either. Sure, I believe there are ethical issues with how animals are treated in the agricultural industry.
Not now, please.
Yeah, can it, Boogie?
And I do think it's healthier not to eat meat at all. But, on the other hand, I enjoy a good unicorn cheese casserole now and then. And a vegan diet is just so limiting. Guys, I'm a vegetarian. And I will not help you consume these defenseless animals.
Boogie, come on. My tail, you little punk.
Boogeyman, open the door.
Yeah, this isn't my scene anymore.
Boogie, get the back here.
Whoa. Is that a werewolf?
Oh, that ain't good.
Go get him, girl. Not the boogeyman. Just those other two dodo nuggets.
Uh-oh.
Nice werewolf.
Sure is a beautiful night. The sky is clear and the stars are twinkling.
Well, kids, I suppose I should be going.
Aw, do you have to?
Yeah, but it was nice meeting you. Thanks for sparing me.
Same to you.
Just remember, kids, always check under your bed.
We will. Thank you, Mr. Boogeyman.
Oh, please, call me Johan.
Bye, Johan.
He was nice. Oh, hi, Lady Macbeth. How's our werewolf friend doing in there with her new chew toys?
Don't touch my hair. Whatever you do, you can eat anything but my hair.
Oh, the humanity!
Sounds like she's doing just fine.
Oh, it's a full moon. Rebecca, did you know that?
Yes, Nick. Yes, I did.
I wonder how Dad's date with Maggie went.
It went very well.
Especially now that we know you're both safe.
Is that Bridget? With the wings?
Yes, it is. She became a winged horse tonight and flew us all the way here.
Oh my goodness, I have to ride her right now.
Hang on a second, Becky. There's a werewolf on the loose.
Yeah, we found her. She's friendly. Nick tamed her with some dodo nuggets, and now she's in there tearing apart some bad guys. Can I please ride Bridget now? Please?
Nicole, is that true? You found the werewolf?
And tamed her?
Yeah, she did. Nick's great. She saved the day. Can I fly Bridget now?
Sure. Just don't crash her.
Yes.
Hey, Maggie. Are you going to be our new mom?
Well, Nicole, your father and I are off to a very good start.
Okay, because when my dad wakes up in the morning, he pees for like 5 minutes.
Thanks, bud.
I thought you should know. In Salem, we use corn cobs to wipe our bottoms. My sister says it's important to eat the corn off first. Dad, can I be a werewolf?
No, Nick.
Oh, come on. You'll let Becky be a druid.
It's a little different. It's a lot harder to be a werewolf.
Excuse me. I'm sorry to bother you folks. I'm looking for my daughter.
Oh, hello, ma'am. Is your daughter missing? How old is she?
Is her name Felicity?
Yes. Have you seen her?
Yeah. She's in the cabin. We're friends now. My name's Nicole.
You're friends? My daughter doesn't have any friends.
Why not? She's really nice.
But Felicity is...
a werewolf. I don't care. She's great. Dad, can Felicity and I have a sleepover sometime?
Any other day of the month. No offense, ma'am.
None taken. We'll come by and visit you another time. Thank you, Nicole.
I'll help you go get her.
That was very open-minded of your daughter.
Yeah, she's a good kid.
So, looks like everything turned out well tonight.
Quite well. I mean, we're happy here in the Enchanted Forest. We found each other. There's even a beautiful full moon. Yep, seems like we have our whole lives pretty much set.
Are you okay, Paul?
Something's not right.
Is it me?
No, you're perfect. The kids really like you. Even my wife would have liked you. If she were alive.
So it's Sarah. Was that whose voice you heard at dinner?
I think so. It's a vulnerable feeling when you have a lot to lose.
Paul, it sounds like you're opening your heart. I am too.
Then you and I are off to a great beginning. Still, I have this sense that something's about to go horribly wrong.
Mr. Malone! Miss McCloud!
Tabitha? Mallory!
Thank goodness we found you.
The castle! Evil Queen! Escaping! Now!
Ah, there it is.
What? She's escaping? How?
Bradstreet freed her. Witches can't stop her. Big battle in the sky.
She's far too powerful for the witches.
Wait, Bradstreet? Warden Bradstreet is here?
This isn't good. I'm going to have to gather the druids immediately.
We tried to stop him, but he tricked us.
Yeah. She's free.
Who? Who's free?
Tethra. The Queen of the Fomorians. The Queen of the Banshees.
Queen, I see dark spirits streaking with the wind and witches on broomsticks falling from the sky. What is all this?
Oh, it's so good to feel the soil under my feet again. It was very wise of you to free me, Judah Bradstreet. You're on my good side now. I do have a good side.
What are those? They can't be angels. Are they demons?
Those are my banshees. Who's a good banshee? Yes, you are. Spirits of the Fomorians. Still my subjects. Even in death. They can't be killed. Yet the witches keep trying.
Please make them stop. I don't want to see any more witches dead ever again.
Do you know what it's like to be taken to the Enchanted Forest against your will, Judah Bradstreet?
I most certainly do, but this is evil.
Evil! The Tuatha De Dan entrapped me here centuries ago, just as their descendants, the Druids, bring all manner of ridiculous creatures to their sanctuary. Trolls, elves, unicorns. Silly things they can't let die. Those sentimental Druids will not let life and death run its course. They want to preserve everything against all natural laws, including me, the last of my kind. They forced me up in that spire, kept me alive with Druid magic, caged, not killed, just so they don't have another extinction on their record. They torture me to serve their conscience. That is evil.
I don't want any part of whatever this is.
Then maybe I shall call off my banshees, and you can take your chances with the swarms of witches sent here to kill you.
So now what?
Remember how I asked you to cut the wires out of the window when you rescued me?
Yes, you said the Druids put them there to contain your magic, yet you kept them. Why?
They're harp strings. From the magical instrument that destroyed my kingdom and its people centuries ago. Now, I just need to get the rest of the harp and fulfill an ancient curse. Soon, the Druids will be extinct. And I will rule the Enchanted Forest!
And that was episode 4 of The Malone Family in the Enchanted Forest. What evil plan does Queen Tethra have in store? Are the Druids powerful enough to defeat her? There's only one way to find out. Starring in tonight's show by order of appearance, Drew McGinnis as Johan the Boogeyman, Carl J. Grasso as the New Jersey Devil, Jenny Slanitsky as Baba Yaga, L. King as Rebecca Malone, Lyra Benjamin as Nicole Malone, Rhonda Lemon as Lady Macbeth and the Toadstools, Chauncey Miller as Paul Malone, Rain Palmer as Maggie McLeod, Meredith DiPaolo Stevens as Sarah Malone, Evelyn Festa as Felicity, Charles McAlicky as Judah Bradstreet, Sariana Gregg as Queen Tethra, Jamie Oakley as Mallory Brewer, Rebecca Stanifer as Tabitha Brewer, Robert Festa as The Waiter, Peter Neches as Wow, Two Kicks, Not Bad, and Jahira Festa as Felicity's mother. This series was written and directed by Clint Festa, sound design and editing by Christian O'Neill. Theme music, scene transition music, and magic fife music composed by Louis Panzer. Theme song lyrics and melody by Clint Festa. This series was produced by Christian O'Neill on behalf of the Cary Playwrights Forum. The Cary Playwrights Forum workshops and produces new plays written by North Carolina playwrights, including audio series. If you support our mission and enjoy productions like this one, please consider donating to the Cary Playwrights Forum. Visit carryplaywrightsforum.org, check us out, and click the yellow donation button on the right. And be sure to tune in for our next episode, Back from the Dead!